Blessed be your holy name. Lift up your hands again. Say, Almighty Father, I want to thank you for your favor. I want to thank you for your goodness. I want to thank you for your mercies. I want to thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for the way you are changing my life. Thank you for the way you are changing my attitude. I give you all the glory. Go ahead and praise the Almighty. Mighty name we have worshipped. Amen. Lift up your two hands again and say with me, Almighty Father, thank you so much for fighting my battles. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for giving me life. I give you all the glory. Thank you for fighting the battles of my family. Father, King of glory, everlasting God, the I am that I am, the Almighty God, I give you all the glory. Go ahead and begin to thank him for fighting. Oh, Father, Lord, I bless you. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, the Ancient of Days. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you for fighting my physical battles. Thank you for fighting my spiritual battles. Thank you for fighting my marital battles. Thank you for fighting my financial battles. King of glory, Ancient of Days, the everlasting Father, I worship your name. Lord, I lift your name on high. Highly exalted. Highly exalted. Highly exalted. Highly exalted, highly exalted. Lord, I thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done in my life. Lord, the battles I could not fight, you fought them for me even while I was asleep. You fought them for me. Father God Almighty, invisible battles, you handled them on my behalf. Handled them on behalf of my family. King of glory, handled them on behalf of your sons and daughters. Want to give you all the glory. Oh, blessed Redeemer, Lord, I worship you. Blessed be your name forever. You are highly exalted. Oh, thank you, King of glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, glory be to your name. Lift up your two hands again and say this, Almighty Father, I want to thank you so much for terminating every yoke of barrenness. Barrenness in my life. Barrenness in my business. barrenness in my career. Almighty Father, thank you for making me fruitful. Go ahead and bless him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We're going to give thanks to the Almighty God for the last time before we take our hymn. Thank you, Lord. Say, Almighty Father. Thank you so much for removing the garment of sorrow from my life, from my family. Father, I thank you for changing my garment from the garment of sorrow to the garment of joy. I give thanks to you, Father. Go ahead and bless him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We'll still pray this prayer, I feel in my spirit. Pray this last prayer. You will pray for your neighbor. Hold that hand of somebody standing beside you, and you pray this prayer. You pray, say, Almighty Father, every demon of ingratitude, you spirit of Abaddon, I command you to get out of this life. Return back to your bottomless pit. Go ahead and pray for your neighbor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I would like you to pray the same prayer for yourself, because change has come. So you're going to pray, you spirit of Abaddon, in the days of my ignorance, you have destroyed my life. But now, My eyes are open. This my mouth will never complain again. My heart will never grumble again. So I command you to pack your loads and go. Pack your loads. Go away from my life. Mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. King of glory, we worship you. Father, we adore your name. Once again, we say we are grateful. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the deliverances. Thank you for opening the eyes of your people. Thank you for taking away ignorance. Thank you, Father, for the mental healing. Thank you for the spiritual healing. Thank you for the physical healing. Thank you, King of glory, for reaching out to us. Thank you for your everlasting love. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for salvations. Thank you for restoring backsliders. Thank you, Father, for recovering our destiny. Our God and our Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for greater things that you will do. Thank you for greater things that you will yet do. Thank you for the blessings you will pour. Thank you for the healing you will release. Thank you for the repairs you will repair. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. King of glory, continue to reign. Continue to rule. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. And let somebody shout the loudest hallelujah. Reach out to seven people and just be telling them hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand. God bless you. Please be seated. I'm going to be sharing with us killing the spirit of ingratitude. Killing the spirit of ingratitude. Seeing that this is a major spirit that has made many of us not to be able to be partakers of the blessings, the healing, the provisions, the package that God has for us. A lot of lives have been stagnated because of this spirit that has always empowered Abaddon to work. One of the greatest things that we must repent of, and you must be very conscious of, is the spirit of ingratitude. That is the spirit that is keeping a lot of wounds alive, keeping a lot of sicknesses alive, keeping retrogression, poverty, the source of divorces in families and marriages, stagnation. It is this spirit of ingratitude that keeps them alive. It actually neutralizes the effect of God's power, neutralizes the power of the anointing to break any yoke because of ingratitude. Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 9, Isaiah 42 and verse 9, the Almighty God said in that scriptures, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare." You must forgive the wrongs of the past. You must become thankful for what you have in the present. God Almighty said, "The former things have come to pass." You're no more in your old, you're in your new. "And the new things I declare." God Almighty is the God who operates in the present. And so for you to be able to succeed, you must forgive the wrongs of the past and also begin to thank God for your present life. I told us that the quality of your growth, the quality of your increase in life, will be determined by the quality of your appreciation. If you appreciate God for your present life, you're sure that you're going to have a glorious, tremendous future. But if you're not appreciative of the dealings, the transforming power of God in your present life, you will never have a qualitative life. That's why Isaiah 43 and verse 18, Isaiah 43 and verse 18, the Almighty God said there, "Remember ye not the former things." Remember ye not the former things. Don't take yourself into your yesterday. There's something that God is doing in your today, and that's why God is speaking words in all simplicity and clarity, so that you can make the right decision for you to be able to have a glorious baby tomorrow. Your today gives you the privilege to conceive and have the pregnancy of the baby for your tomorrow. Your yesterday is in your tomb. Yesterday has been buried, is dead. "Remember ye not the former thing. Behold, look up here, for I'm doing a new thing." How many of you can testify that something new has already taken place in your life? You know, last midnight at about 3 a.m. this morning, I was going through the text I put on my phone, and I was going through texts, and I saw so many texts from many of you giving glory to God that your eyes have opened. What has kept you bound for all your years, now your liberty has come. And the expression of joy and gladness. So go ahead and give the Lord the loudest clap offering. I'm glad. The quality of your growth, the quality of life you will have, will be dependent on the quality of your appreciation. Don't ever compare yourself with others. Don't ever compare yourself with others, because that is one of the evil spirits called envy. God knows what He has for you. God has the best plan for your life. God has the best plan for your family. God has the best plan for the calling He has for you. None of you that is sitting down here, God just made you to exist. He created you to do something. And He created you to honor Him. And today I pray that whatever in your life that will honor Satan more than God, I command it to collapse. I demolish any structure that will honor Satan in your life. Don't compare yourself. When you begin to thank God for what you have, the prophet came into the life of the woman and he did not ask her the things that she doesn't have. What he asked her is, what is in your house? What do you have? God doesn't bother himself about the things that you don't have. It's what you have. You don't have to bother yourself about the things that you don't have. Make use of what you have and be grateful. Rather than comparing yourself with other people of what you don't have and you kill your heart with sorrows, with all kinds of things. Go to your family and compare. Say, look at that one. They bought even car for their child. Oh, they bought car for his wife. Look at me all the days you are marrying me. Not even a bicycle. Destroying your own destiny. Because you're comparing yourself. Don't ever compare yourself. Because if you're comparing yourself, then also compare yourself when calamity comes. And say, God, if you allow calamity to sweep that family, you should also sweep me. But if God is delivering you from something terrible, he won't give you the car that you want now. And you don't know that God is keeping you from a danger. Because God has a best plan for your life. Can I tell us here that God loves many of us here? That's why he allowed us to be poor. Because if he gives you the riches, you become so proud to destroy yourself. So God is doing you good. Because even now that you are not having so much, you are not faithful in your tithe. How much more when God gives you more? And God said if your tithe is 10% of 10,000 naira and you are not faithful in that one, he said this judgment will come on you. So can you imagine if your tithe is the tithe of 1 million? What kind of judgment? So God has to make sure that your punishment is small. So because he loves you, so he leaves you the way you are. Because if God increases you and gives you 10 million naira, your tithe is 1 million naira, you will eat it. You will have the punishment of 1 million. So God said, I love you, so stay where you are. Do you know that it is because of the love that God has for Adam and Eve that God sent them out of the Garden of Eden? Because God doesn't want them to perish perpetually. So God said, go out. I love you, go out. So that Adam and Eve will not have access to the tree of life. For them to remain unpardonable forever. You see what happened to Satan? Satan can never be forgiven. Satan can never repent. Because as for him, life is forever. And God doesn't want that to happen to Adam and Eve. And Almighty God said, so that you can always come back when you fall. You can always seek for mercy and I will have mercy. So because I love you, stay where you are. Get out of the garden. Some of us here, because of the attitude, God's love for us made us to stay where we are. Until you are willing to make a change and serve God better. And I decree and prophesy over your life, you will serve God better this year. That's why the way you are serving God early this year, it will not end up in January. It will not end up in February. By the time you get to the end of this year, your passion for God will be 10 times better than January. Comparing yourself with others. That's why you're seeing a lot of crisis in families. Because people are not grateful. When you are thankful for what God has given you, what God has done in your life, only then and only then would God open many, many doors of blessings and favor. Grateful to the Almighty God. Where you are now, thanking God for what God has done. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4. I'm reading the Living Bible translation. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4. Let everyone be sure to do his very best. For then he will have the personal satisfaction of work done well. and wouldn't need to compare himself with someone else. Let everyone be sure to do his very best. For then he will have the personal satisfaction of work done well, and wouldn't need to compare himself with someone else. Let's tell the truth here. There is no way you can be happy at the same time be envious. There is no way you can be sad at the same time be happy. There is no way you can be contented at the same time be ungrateful. The two cannot match themselves. You can't be happy and thankful at the same time, sad at the same time. The greatest secret we see there in the scriptures is on how you can have happiness in life. And your happiness comes by you learning to eliminate from your life envy. And when you're talking about envy, the definition of envy means when you are not contented. That's the word envy. Envy means that you are not satisfied with what you have and you're looking and coveting after another person's own. For your own success, for your own whatever. That's the word envy. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 17, let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. Why are you having a lot of so-called pastors? I'm going to be reading that from the words of Apostle Paul, of this evil spirit called envy. The spirit of envy is the spirit of ingratitude. That is the spirit of envy. And that spirit envies sinners. That's why you see people in church, they keep the fear of God. They say, enough is enough of following Bible. Bible is too hard. The fear of God, following God, is too tough. I want quick things to happen. So they go to marine spirits. They go to idol worshippers. They want to make quick and fast money. They steal because they are envying sinners. Now, when I'm done with this retreat, I'm going to give a national press release. Let me give you an example. How many of our brethren have been made today widowed, orphaned? Because somebody wants to make himself rich to rule Nigeria. And the money that is meant for our soldiers, you know how many soldiers have been, the wives have been widowed now? Because there is no correct weapon. And the money for the weapon was given. 20-something billion dollars. And some human being decided to share it. And you're telling me that Buhari is breaking the rule of the law. If it is me, I will shoot him. Buhari is even gentle. Because the cry of these widows. Go to Maiduguri, go to the camps. People who stole money are the ones being celebrated. Then the ones who work hard are the ones that people despise. The ones who lay down their life to build a nation are the ones that people don't like. Envy the wicked and sinners. I was asking one of the oil guys who imports fuel in Lagos. He was with me at the protocol lounge. And I was asking him, why the scarcity? And he told me, he said, that is because the federal government has not paid money for subsidy. I said, which subsidy? Why do you need subsidy now? Oil price has dropped internationally.
All developed nations have dropped the price of their petrol. Because formerly, while there is subsidy, we used to sell crude at 100 and something. Now, crude is 30-something dollars. So that means if you used to buy petrol at 20 naira, now you are buying it at 10 naira. You don't need federal government subsidy. But because of the wickedness of the wicked. And these are the kind of people that you see, some people as children of God will envy them. The Bible says, don't envy sinners. Because whatever they are pursuing in life, they are only pursuing wind. Keep the fear of God in your life. Keep the fear of God. They may tell you, well, this is your fear of God. This is all it can give you. Tell them, yes. It is better slow but sure than fast and crash. What kind of humiliation Dasuki and the family are going through now? Ungratefulness. The spirit that breeds ungratefulness is envy. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 4. One major spirit you must eliminate from your life and around you is envy. Envy has destroyed many ministers of the gospel. Paul is going to address us in that aspect. I'm going to talk and say certain things. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 4. Then I saw that all toil and all skill in work come from a man's envy of his neighbor. This also is vanity and is striving after wind. Now understand this, Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 4 is not saying that don't toil and work hard. But he's telling us here that some people are toiling and trying to work hard in order for them to compare themselves with others because of the envy of their neighbor. Somebody said he's going to build 16 because El Buba built a tower of 11, he's going to build 16. God didn't tell him because of envy. Baba Adebo is building 3 kilometer by 3 kilometer tent. Another person said, I want to build 6 kilometer. God is not in that one. God is in this one. The man who said he's going to build 16 now, he has started first foundation. He told me a few weeks ago, he said, I cannot continue again. He said, I didn't know that is how they cheat. All the materials I have bought, they have carried them away. But they have cheated me and cheated me, yet I completed the job because God is in it. You see the difference? I didn't grow one gray hair because of worry. Why do people do certain things? My neighbor bought SUV Jeep. I must. This woman, see her. She's a class teacher like me. She's wearing Hollandis. I must. You are envy of your neighbor. You're only running after the wind. You will never catch anything in life. And such kind of people, they just compound themselves with more sorrow. That's why you'll be jumping from place to place trying to look for satisfaction. You'll never get one. Listen, my friend. If another person is wearing a wristwatch of gold, that's what he decides to wear. That's his level now. If my own is a wristwatch with leather of 10 naira, the difference between the two wristwatches is only the amount of money, but it does the same thing. Why do I have to worry? The man turns his gold wristwatch. All he's going to say is, it's already 5 minutes after five. And then he turned, what's your time? And I said, five after five. Somebody is driving a new Brado Jeep. No problem. That's his level. He has the capacity to do it. It's good. Nothing bad about it. But why will I go and put myself in stress to try to buy Brado Jeep when it is not my time? If I have Keke Napep, it's the same function. Brado Jeep will take him to terminals. Keke Napep will also take me to terminals. Is it not the same thing? Brado Jeep is going to drive very fast and get to Abuja in the next 3 hours. Keke Napep will take me there in the next 4 hours. Amen? Whatever it is, it has taken me to Abuja. Whether it takes me 10 hours, it will still take me to Abuja. So why do I? People put themselves on unnecessary worry. Every spirit of envy, I command it to die in your life. That's why you go to Lagos, see some of the camps, they are non-functional. Because God gave Baba Adeboye very clear. Now you are just comparing. Somebody's building, somebody said, I'm building 50,000 church capacity. Somebody said, I'm building 100,000. And I give you just 25 years, that place will be empty. Because they don't think about when God said, do it, God will sustain it for generations. But if you do it out of competition, in your own time, you can keep it. After your time, it will be empty. Come and lift up your hands and give the Lord a big clap offering. That is not saying God is saying to you, stay where you are and die there. That's why the book of Galatians says, let everyone be sure to do his very best. Put in your effort in what you're doing now. Be grateful to the Lord. God says the way you can change envy and ingratitude is by changing your perspective. Changing the way you think. You have the capacity to change the way you look at things. That's why you realize whatever you drive, I don't care whatever, it doesn't move me. Stay in whatever, it doesn't. I've never envied anybody. Never envied any rich man. Because I don't want to compound my soul with sorrow. Don't you see? I remember some time ago we were driving and I think it was my driver who was saying, look at that house, it was one of the person who was serving one of the palm sake that built it and all of that. I said, and then what? When you put yourself on unnecessary comparison, you destroy yourself. Friends, let me tell you the truth here. What God has not given you, if you try to get it by force, it will kill you. Allow God to take you level by level. Let it be that God is pleased with you. He promotes you. Some people want to bribe their way to get it. You bribe your way, you will also bribe your way out. Unthankfulness. It eliminates. It destroys your future. So when you have a thankful heart, what it does is that the moment your perspective is changed, do your best in what you do. Do your best in your work. That's why as your pastor, I put in my best. I make my sacrifice. I live in the way of God. I live in a holy life. I uphold the standard of God's word to defend the integrity of the gospel. In order to see that you are out of your bondage, you're out of your pain, you are healed of your sickness, You're healed of your diseases. I show you the way of life. I show you how to enjoy this life, heaven on earth, in the midst of the trials that you go through. I go on lengthy days of fasting and all of that, inconveniencing and putting myself under hazard just because I want to put in my best within my time. But I'm not doing that in any way for me to put myself and begin to compare myself with any other preacher. That's stupidity. The reason why you have a problem in your home, you have a problem. Go and check the root of virtually 90% of all divorces. All of it emanated from ungratefulness, envy, lack of contentment. I was sharing with one of my friend's son in Port Harcourt. I said, how stupid are you? I was asking him this question. My daughter, I think they were all there, Nisi. I said, how stupid are you? He went to serve in Bayelsa and decided to stay there and be playing drum for one of the church because the church is going to be paying him some money. Hear this. So when I came to Port Harcourt, I sent for him. I talked to all of them and I said, who is the one that raised you up? He told me his father. Who paid your school fees? His father. Who sent you to Covenant University? His father. Who took care of all the bills around your life? His father. I said, for the whole of the year you were in school in Covenant University, who and who paid your school fees? He said, nobody. Your father? You were born into this pastor's home. Your father took care of you. Your father clothed you. Your father paid your school from primary, secondary, university, graduate. Now your father's ministry is not sweet enough. It is another man's own that is sweeter. You are a stupid child. And I said, mark what I'm saying. This man where you are serving, because he said, because his father said he's not going to pay anybody to play for him. If you're going to give your talent to serve God in this place. He said, no, he wants where he can be paid for. I said, all right, put all the money the world can pay you. 5 years in a semester in Covenant University, your school fees is 600 and something thousand naira. Flight ticket, pocket money, provision. Put it together. In a semester, your father was paying about 800,000 naira. Do it in 2 semesters. 5 years. Multiply that. How much is that? Which work would you work to pay your father? And he fell down on his knees, started crying. I said, the deception you have, envy. You look at the grass that is far away, you think it's better than the one you are. You don't know that the grass that you have is better than that one that you can see. I say, mark what I'm telling you. That man where you're serving in Bayelsa, mark it. His children are still very small, small. Let his children grow and see. They will leave you a drummer. He will put his children over you. But your father is your father. When you are down, your father will be there for you. And he said, daddy, I'm ready to do whatever. I said, go and kneel down before your father and tell your father, from now, I will follow you all the days of your life. I prophesy over your life. Those of you that Satan is showing you the wrong things and you're chasing after wind to waste away your life, waste away your years, so that by the time you come back to your senses, you have wasted so much. I prophesy from now, every deception, die! Me, I don't want to go to that fellow. I don't know. This one is old time. It is the old time that brought you up. It is the old time that sustained you. It is the old time that gave you a name. I told him, I said, can you imagine if your father had made scandals? Your father is honored in this state as a man of moral soundness, man of integrity. He has never, nobody has seen him with any strange woman. Nobody has seen him messing up in the church. He kept an integrity where wherever you go and they mention the name of your father, the door will open. And now you want to go and be doing some stupid stuff. Change your perspective. When you change the way you think, God will do much more for you. The things that are taking away your joy is the way you think. You have the wrong picture about life. I was reading the story in a Vanguard newspaper about a woman that the husband was chasing, having affairs with some women, and always he would come back home and say, "Look here, I'm just trying to fulfill my ego," and all of that. An unbeliever. So one day the woman said, "My husband is always having women outside. And she has a wonderful family. The man comes back home and is there with them, but he does these stupid things." So she said, "Even myself too. I think I need to begin to carry some men." I read it in the Vanguard newspaper. And then she started quoting, "Have men friends. Time to time she goes out, be with her friends. Oh," she said, "wow, I'm also enjoying company." So, one day, while she was on her way to that man that is a friend to her, a madman stood by the roadside and flanked her car. So she slowed down her car. She wanted to zoom up the man. The madman jumped in front of her car. The madman did like this, "Crush me." He said, "Oh yeah, come out. Come out." So the madman removed something like a pistol, but it was not a pistol. And he said, "Come out before I shoot you." So the woman came out. The madman looked at her and said, "See you." So if your husband is doing that, you have been having peace. You have been having children growing up. You have been carrying them to church. You have been worshiping God in righteousness. And God has been keeping your home. So now you think that you can also cheat so that you can enjoy your home. If one of your child gets to know this, your boyfriends, what kind of life are you going to live? I leave you with your conscience. The madman left. And that was the end. The woman repented and said, "How stupid am I? I had my integrity. I had my position. I was respected everywhere. Now look at me, I'm making myself cheap in the hands of some stupid men. I would have been trusting God in prayer for my husband to be converted. At least he doesn't bring all of these girls to the house." And from that day, it was a new leaf. I pray for all of us here, young men and young women, whatever is capturing your eyes outside to ruin your life, I command the Lord to deliver you from it in the name of Jesus. The spirit that destroys, it has destroyed so many people. Envy, the lack of satisfaction. The Bible says that satisfaction comes from doing your best. Your best in your family. Not comparing yourself to others. Not comparing yourself to another person. Doesn't matter who that person is. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 15. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 15. Some, Paul said, some indeed preach Christ for envy and for rivalry. There are a lot of people who preach this gospel. They are not preaching it because they love Jesus. They are not preaching it because they want to defend the gospel. They are preaching it out of rivalry. They are preaching it out of envy. That's why you are having a lot of copy. People are not staying in their mandate, in their message, the mandate that God has given them, out of rivalry. Amazing in the Church of Jesus Christ. But thank God for God. One of the leading churches in this country, another church that is coming up so fast, like them, because they don't want that church to overtake them, the pastors hired assassins. I'm telling you a first-hand story. The question I asked when I was talking with the person, the victim, if they kill you, that what is it? That what have they done? Preaching the gospel out of rivalry, out of envy. So they went to the hotel in Kenya, where this person was lodging in a 5-star hotel, and it was a 7-story building. So when they came in, the assassins came in, they said, okay, pray your last prayer. We have been sent, and today is your last day. So when they opened fire, he jumped through the window from 7-story and came down, and one of the legs just went out. And they thought dead. So they came back to Lagos, met this man of God, told him, contract done. Paid them. They are also members of this church. So after I paid them, few years, about a year plus, he was taken to the hospital. They were still alive. God kept him alive. He got healed. But he's limping now. So he came to Abuja, met one of our colleagues. And these are our colleagues now were sharing, because they have been all together with them, all of them, you know, with Baba Idahosa. So he called this person and said, can you imagine? Can you just believe who is with me? He didn't know what happened. He said, who is that? He called the name of this individual. He said, that bastard is still alive. So, story opened up. And this individual started saying, forget, it's just this boy. Sometimes they are overzealous. But he paid. Because of envy. Because of rivalry. What do you think will make the can then? Go on the Google and get El Buba. You see, they will say, can on Christ, in crisis or something like that. What made them to carry me on the pages of the newspaper? Because somebody made a statement and said, the only prophet in the land. Envy. Rivalry. They must bring down El Buba. El Buba must be gone. El Buba is not an indigene. El Buba is coming back. El Buba is this. El Buba is that. I'm suffering from the hands of the Muslims because I am confronting Islamic institution. I am not spared from there. I am also being attacked from the church base. I am going through assassination attempts on my life by the Muslims because they can't believe that I am using the tools I'm supposed to be using to advance Islam. Yet, Christians are ganking up in every direction to also fight me. That's why somebody can write to the president then, can write to IG, can write to Senate, can write to the Senate president that El Buba is raising Boko Haram in this place. I'm grateful that I have so many Boko Harams here. He wrote it. They copied to the DSS, they copied to the IG, they copied. IG sent police officer here for investigation. That we are warning the nation now, because the man controls governors, he controls senators, he controls professors, big people. But the man is very radical. I am radical for Jesus because I am a defender of the cross. God is not stupid to bring me from Islam. He knows that the only person that can do what he has asked me to do is somebody coming from that kind of a background. That's why Paul the apostle was appreciated by the apostles. That for Paul, the things that we don't know, he knows. But what I'm trying to say, why do you find all of this? Rivalry and envy. Paul said they preach Jesus. Why do you see? Go to Abba. Huh? In one building, there are 10 churches. Higher. This one will turn his microphone to the other one. This one will turn his speaker blast. This one will turn his own blast. The question I ask, what are they doing? And there are still many land to conquer. Rivalry and envy. I must also dry deep. You know, the concentration of this generation of ministers is on materialism. That is the deception from the pitch of hell. Jesus said, these are the things that the pagans look for. They worry themselves on these things. But he said, as for you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wrong picture Satan has succeeded in building in your mind, I command those pictures to collapse in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand. Pray this loud and clear, because I'm rounding up now. Say it louder than anyone sitting by yourself, because you're the one that God wants to use to change things around your destiny. So say it with authority. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every wrong image, wrong perception Satan has put in my mind, now I command it to collapse. Go ahead and pray for yourself, friend. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's get this truth, because it grieves the heart of God as much as it grieves my heart. You see people of destiny being stagnated because of a wrong perspective. Life, no honor. Huh? Somebody say he's doing ministry and going to be feeding people with serpent. Somebody say he's doing ministry. I addressed this issue in South Africa. A man said he's delivering women, delivering them from barrenness, and then he's taking his sperm, and giving them to leak. All of this for what? Name, fame. No character. Whatever will make them succeed, whatever. I asked them in South Africa. It happened in Shoshongube. I said, where did you ever read in the Bible that Jesus sent some people to go and be eating grass? The person who was mandated to go and eat grass was on judgment. And that is Nebuchadnezzar. Where did you ever see Jesus carrying sperm and giving people to drink so that they can have children? That it is anointing. And the painful thing is, so many people are going there and their lives never move forward from one affliction to the other affliction to the other affliction. Do you talk about what is happening in the East of somebody using a detergent to be washing people? He says he's washing your sins away. Kai. I stand here as many of you that are chasing miracle for these things, for Satan to give you what he can never give you. I prophesy today, every wrong perception, I kill it in your life in the name of Jesus. Hold on to your fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Friends, I left darkness to light. I can tell you the difference. And even when I was in Islam, if that was not done in Islam, is it in Christian faith? Some shameful things you don't even want to identify with. In the name of Jesus. Paul said they are doing it in the name of Christ. Let me give you certain things today. And I decree and declare, all these years in your life, every deception Satan has deceived you. And you are seeing the wrong picture instead of seeing the picture that God has for you. God said to you, don't eat this. Satan said to you, forget. There is a better one. God doesn't want you to become what he wants. He wants you to just remain the way you are. The devil will always say certain things to deceive you. He will say things to appeal to your mind. But that is causing ungratefulness. And you know, very painful. You see these people, they would go around. They will make them, disgrace them, finish them. Then they will come back. Because it doesn't work. Satan cannot give you what he doesn't have. Jesus said, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. Friends, there is nothing to be compared with pure Christianity. Give the Lord a big hand. Now, can you imagine in this place of house of God? Can you imagine? We dealt with this matter in the Apostles' Council. Can you imagine here that a man of God wants to conduct deliverance? He commanded all the women in the church not to wear pants. All of them. It happened in this country. And all the women came and sat down without pants. And he said, Royal, lift up your skirts. Because I'm removing the demons that has been following you. Why are people doing all of that? Because they want to get success outside kingdom principles. They want to get satisfaction of something that is lacking. They say if you do that, you will get husband, you will get wife. If you do that, you can buy a car. It is better for me not to have a car, but let me have my integrity. Have you not read what the Bible says? Proverbs said, this is a man that is the richest. He said, it is better a man that has a morsel of bread than a wicked man who gets riches by injustice. It is better to have. This is the richest man talking. Your name is tarnished. Your name is destroyed. You have no image. Satan is just sitting on you, dancing over your life. Which one? And how many days would you live? Even if you get the aeroplane, you get the car, you get the husband, you get the wife, you get the satanic children, one day you will die. And what the scriptures concluded is, why do you do things like that? Don't you know that you came with nothing and you will go back with nothing? Therefore, be contented with what you have. Be grateful to the Lord for what God has given you now. When God sees that you are faithful in small, he will give you bigger things. But let him give you in his time. Why do you have to be going around young girls, around boys, around men, trying to make it quick? And then men will sleep with you, give you 5,000. You born children out of wedlock. Where is the glory? Where is the glory of having? Just because you want shortcut. And at the end of the day, you multiply the curses upon your descendants. Be contented, friends.
This spirit I'm talking about, if you're contented, you will work in an office, you will be honest. You will put in your best in that business. You put in your best in that office. And you are doing it, not you're doing it to cheat on the person, you're doing it that God will be honored. And when God is honored, look at Joseph. He never lobbied. He never paid bribe. He never wrote a letter. But he was doing his best. Where he was, his best. That the people there could testify themselves and said, ah, this man is just exceptional. Anything he does well. His performances are excellent. Morally sound. Very neat man. Character sound. God said, prisoner, promotion. From there, promotion. From there, promotion. He became a prime minister without writing a letter, without an appeal anywhere. Even the people he helped that forgot him, but God never forgets. At the proper time, God remembered him. Ladies and gentlemen, you may do good to people, they may forget it, but there is the one who keeps record. He never forgets. Why? Do what is right. Don't envy. Paul said, they do it for rivalry and envy. But look at the next. He said, but as for me. He said the latter. He said, but this one, for me, I do it for the defense of the gospel. Because I love Jesus. Love him. Live for him. Honor him. Serve Jesus. You are early in doing things in the kingdom of God. Not because you need 1 billion. He can give it to you. But you are serving him because you love him. Don't love Jesus because of a car. Car can wreck, but the love of Jesus stands forever. Paul said, I have learned in plenty and in lack, in abundance and in nothing, to glorify him. Whether I am in prison or I'm in the freedom of life, nothing changes. My love for God keeps increasing. Keep loving Jesus. Kill that spirit of ingratitude. As you begin to serve God this way, God will be rewarding your family. God will be rewarding your children. God will be rewarding your businesses. Friends, what you never dreamt, I'm telling you, that your children will become, God will say, because of your kind of attitude, I will bless your children. They will do what you have never even imagined it will ever be possible. Today I stand here by the Spirit of God, that every demon of envy, I command them to leave your life and family. I command them to leave your businesses and career. Holy Father, I am asking you to penetrate every heart in holiness. I am asking, Father, a change in the hearts of everybody here. What will make our brethren in the East, Igbo brethren, to be killing one another? Envy. That's why parents are even selling their daughters from Delta State. Go. See other girls like you. Go and do prostitution if that is going to give us money. Paul said, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14. Paul said, one thing I have done, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Friend, focus on the purpose why God created you. Focus and strive to be the person God made you to be. Strive. You will find real meaning for life. You will find purpose. You will find fulfillment. Strive to be what God designed you to be. I
am pressing towards the goal.
The moment you focus on Christ, living for Christ, glorifying Christ, honoring Christ, looking at Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith, you will save your life from distractions. Friends, somebody made a statement. He said, small minds talk on people. Great minds talk about visions. Small minds, they concentrate on people, people, people. Great minds, they concentrate on their goal. When your eyes are fixed on your goal, you will have less time to be comparing yourself. Consume yourself. I don't have time. Look at it, till 4 a.m. this morning, I was up doing my assignment. Where do I have the time to be thinking about people? Who is talking about me, or who is not talking about me, or who is doing what? Who is what doing what? I come to the office from morning to evening. Before I close my office, my staffs are there. I sit in my office, do my work. You come to my table, you see me doing my work. I finish, I go home, stay with my family. I come back to work. I have no time to be thinking, talking people. Focus on your goal, and you will have no time to compare. You're looking at Jesus as your ultimate. I want to reach his standard. I want to reach his height. I am still nowhere. Jesus is my ultimate goal, not man. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Kill the spirit of ingratitude. Eliminate envy. And you will enjoy fresh life, good life, peace, heaven on earth. You will enjoy God. You will enjoy fresh breeze. As you are walking to your office, new glory, new life. You are sitting down in your class, not to worry, doing your school job excellently. You read hard. God gives you the wisdom. You come out with your first class. You come out with the best of result. Friends, because your mind is free. Don't oppress yourself. You don't need it. Don't destroy the cells of your body. Live long. Live well. Be happy. Live a joyful life. Enjoy God while in this pilgrimage journey. When you go through trials of life, he is ever present. Help in the time of trouble. He is always there beside you to lead you through and through. Men and women will always want to pull you down. Look up to Jesus. He will never let you down. As you keep hanging on him, he will always take you there. The fear of the Lord is your security. Rise up on your feet. Let's pray.
I am grateful, oh Lord. I am grateful, oh Lord, for Last time, I'm grateful, Lord. I'm grateful, Lord.
I am grateful, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am grateful,
oh
Lord.
Hallelujah.
For all you have done for me.
Hallelujah.
Here tonight. It's very painful in the heart of God when he sees his people suffer because of a wrong picture, envy, covetousness, choking their heart with sorrows, worry. And you see all kinds of strange sicknesses eating up God's children. You ask the question, they will ask, where is God? But God is there. He wants you to live sound. He wants you to live well. Haven't you read in the Bible? It is better a house with small than a house of feasting with contention. God doesn't want you to be in that kind of a life where there is peace. Follow Bible. Follow the fear of God. As I'm about to bless you, you're going to pray. Forget about anybody around you. You're going to say, Father, I repent of every spirit of envy and covetousness. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry for leaving the mark. Forgive me, Lord. I would like you to kneel down on your knees and pray specifically. Forget about the person. Many of us, our lives, we are stagnated, afflicted. Satan somehow walked his way because of envy, strife, covetousness. I want you to ask God, please, I'm sorry. Have mercy on me. I'm sorry, Lord. Thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for speaking to me. I know you love me. I know you care for me. That's why you're feeding me with this. It's because of the love of God. Like the woman I shared the testimony in the book, Vanguard, God will allow a madman. But I don't see that person as a madman. It was an angel who appeared like a madman to deliver because God loves her. God loves you. That's why he brought you here in the beginning of the year, talking to us as precious children. He doesn't want to see you suffer under satanic bondage. He wants you to have the liberty of life. The moment you accept the reality that there is something in you that must go, change has come. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Painful to let it go, but let it go because it's damaging to your life. Let it go. God wants you to be great. He wants to make you. I want you to begin to ask the blood of Jesus now to erase from your mind, your heart, those pictures the enemy planted. Lord, I'm sorry. I come under your mercy. I humble myself. I'll thank you for what you have done in my life. Where I am now, I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you. You have done more than enough. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's rise on our feet. Raise your two hands to heaven and pray this prayer louder than anyone around you. Say, Heavenly Father, I surrender to your way. I surrender to your word. Almighty Father, from today, I will follow you. Your word will have preeminence in my life. I receive the spirit of contentment. I will pursue after godliness. In the name of Jesus, I destroy every property of the spirit of envy. From now, I am grateful where I am. Thank you, Father. I am eternally grateful where I am. Thank you, Father. I am eternally grateful where I am. Thank you, Father. Now just raise your two hands as I bless you, every eyes closed. Almighty Father, I want to thank you because your word is constant. You have never changed. We are the one that need to change. And Lord, you are waiting for us to come to your level, for us to think like you, reason like you. And Lord, these hands that are raised up today, from now, I decree and declare they will begin to enjoy uncommon peace. Yeah. Father, they will begin to enjoy uncommon peace in their homes. Yeah. They will begin to enjoy uncommon peace in their offices. Yeah. They will begin to enjoy uncommon peace in their businesses. Yeah. Father, I pray today, whatever has been life-threatening, today I command them to live their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every man, woman, boy, and girl that are raising their hands, and those that will have the privilege to hear this message around the world, I pray that whatever will weaken them, let that thing be weakened in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let each one of these, your children, work stronger and 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 stronger. Almighty Father, I decree and declare, like you told me early hours of this morning, I was crying to you. That please, whatever you need to use to break them away from wrong association that is just tormenting their lives. So they go through a lot of warfare that they don't need to go through. Father, from now, every wrong personality, whether inside or outside, Father, blow them away, the life of your children. Blow them off the destiny of your children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray from today, bring them into right associations. Father, in their family, bring them into the right association. Father, in their ministry, bring them into the right association. I decree blessings. You said, Lord, whatever cause they have been carrying, whatever environmental influence, you said, son, because of my approval on you to lay hands on their head, you said, with blessing, you will bless them if they do what you say. Lord, I believe that in their heart, they have decided. Therefore, from now, I command that the blessings of God will remain upon your life. Your life will be contagious. Your life will change other lives. Your life will change Nigeria. Your life will change Platonians. Your life will change other Christians. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you go this year, you will not make heaven to regret. Anywhere you go, I pray all of your innocence you have lost, your morality you have lost, your old Asian conviction in Jesus you have lost, this year I command a restoration of them. Today, I remove strange garments from your life. I remove strange relationship from your life. I remove strange dressing from your life. In the name that is above every name, as God touched the tongue of Isaiah, and Isaiah changed. Now, Lord, touch the tongue of everybody here in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray from now your language will change. Wherever you go, oh Malaya Danaba, what I'm feeling here. From today, your life will no more be carrying load. Your spirit will no more be heavy. You will enjoy the lightness of the Holy Ghost. Wherever you go, you will leave the trail of joy. You leave the trail of peace. You leave the trail of prosperity. You leave the trail of progress. Receive your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. With excitement, in your joy, in your heart, in your spirit, by the word of truth, by this word of truth that has come to you, that is Kamalitrakada. I want you louder than anybody around you to give the Lord the loudest celebration. Give him the loudest celebration.